In this exercise, we are aiming to practice mindfulness of sounds. Sounds that you can hear in the room, outside the room, coming from yourself, and obviously the sounds that I am making on this recording. So first of all, get yourself into a comfortable position, ideally with your feet planted firmly on the floor and your back straight, and either close your eyes or fix on a spot, and bring your awareness to your breathing. And for the next few breaths, focus on emptying your lungs, pushing all the air out of your lungs, just letting them completely empty, and then allowing them to fill by themselves. And just notice how the lungs automatically refill. You don't have to take a deep breath in. Once they're empty, they just naturally fill by themselves. And now let your breathing find its own natural rhythm. No need to keep controlling it. Just letting it find its own natural rate and rhythm. And being interested in the movement of that air, following it as it goes down through your nostrils, down through your throat, down into your lungs, and following it as it comes back out again. Observing the movement of your breath as if you're a curious scientist that's never seen breathing before. Following it all the way in and all the way out. And now bringing your awareness to the sounds that you can hear in this moment. The sounds you can hear coming from the room around you, which obviously may include my voice and the machine on which this CD is playing. There may be other sounds that you can hear in the room, perhaps a heater or air conditioner, perhaps some humming of electrical devices, perhaps your own movement or your own breathing. So just noticing the sounds that you can hear in this moment. Whatever sounds you can hear, the aim is to simply allow them to be there, whether they're pleasant sounds or unpleasant, just allowing them to be there, making room for them, letting them be. All too often we get caught up in a struggle with sounds in our environment, particularly if they're irritating or unpleasant. And in this exercise, we're simply aiming to allow whatever sounds are there to be there. So just being very interested and open to the sounds that you can hear, and being very interested in those sounds. As you notice the sounds that you can hear, also be aware of the way your mind tries to label them. As soon as your mind hears a sound, it tries to put words or a picture to that noise to describe it or label it. So notice this process. Notice how your mind wants to label or make sense of every sound that occurs. Notice the difference between the sounds themselves and the thoughts that you have about those sounds. There's your mind creating all these words and pictures to describe the sounds, and there are the sounds. They're different things. So just notice that. Notice the sounds, and notice the thoughts about the sounds, and be very aware of the difference. Now tune into the most distant sounds that you can detect. Sounds coming from outside the room or from the furthest reaches of the environment that you're in. Just detecting the slightest, most distant sounds that you can hear. Seeing if you can develop a broad awareness of the whole array of sounds around you, from the sounds of your own body, your own breathing, perhaps the movement of your own clothes, to the sounds of the room, to the sounds coming from outside, perhaps from other people or from weather or from cars or birds, whatever is there to be heard, simply noticing all of it. Now again and again, your mind will try to pull you out of this experience. It will talk to you about all sorts of different things, describing the sounds, bringing up memories, thoughts, ideas about the sounds. The aim is to let your thoughts come and go, and keep your attention on the sounds that you can hear. Just let your thoughts come and go as if they're just passing cars driving past outside your house. And keep your attention on the sounds, simply noticing whatever is there to be heard. From time to time, your attention will wander. You'll get distracted by your mind, caught up in your thoughts, and you'll lose touch with what you're doing. And that's quite okay. We expect that to happen again and again and again. The moment you realize that your attention has wandered, take a split second to notice what distracted you, and then gently bring your attention back to the sounds that you can hear in this moment. I'd like you now to focus on one particular sound that you can hear. And if there is an annoying or distracting sound, that's the one to go for. Also, if the sound changes or stops as you're doing this, then simply pick another one and focus on that. So picking a sound now, I'd like you to observe this sound as if you are a curious scientist that has never heard a sound like this before. I'd like you to tune into the sound and notice all the variations within it. Notice how it's not just one sound. It fluctuates, it varies. Even if it's just the background humming of the room in which you're in, notice that. Notice how that hum is not constant. It changes. Whatever sound you're focusing on, notice how there are sounds within the sound. Notice how it varies, how it fluctuates, There are high points and low points, louder spots and softer spots. Whatever sound you focus on is itself made up of smaller sounds, vibrations, pulsations. If the sound you're focusing on stops, then just pick another one. Notice the rhythm of this sound, the pulsation, the vibration. And again, notice the difference between the sound and the thoughts that you have about the sound. Let your thoughts come and go, just like passing cars. Keep your attention on the sound. Finally, expanding your awareness to notice all the sounds in the environment, sounds coming from you, from the room, from outside the room, being aware of everything that you can hear. And expanding your awareness even further, noticing your body, position of your arms and legs, the movement of your breath, position of your back and your neck. Noticing what it's like to open your eyes and look around the room, noticing what you can see, what you can hear, and what you can feel in this moment. As you look around the room, notice the sounds and notice the sights. And finishing up now, taking this awareness of the present moment into the world as you go about your daily activities.